Dalla shook her head. Not yet. Even were one of them to survive the escape attempt and convince a few of the other Moffs to rally around them, it would only turn the current crisis into a full-out civil war, and one far more likely to result in the Empire's final disintegration than her own victory. It's too early for that.
I'm afraid my mind is made up, Admiral, Lesserson said. I wish you the best of luck in your own attempt.
I said not yet, Drickle. She shot a commanding glance toward Pokorsky, and the lieutenant had a holdout blaster in her grasp so fast that her hand did not even seem to move. Dalla caught herself staring and turned back to Lesserson.
Perhaps you could give me another half an hour.
Lesserson eyed the blaster for a moment, then said,
I don't see how I can refuse.
Dalla smiled, quietly relieved that Lesserson had not forced her to have him killed. She was beginning to see an opportunity in the Empire's current situation, and if her idea developed into a full-blown solution, she was going to need Lesserson to serve as her puppet.
Thank you, Morph Lesserson.
Before she could motion him back to his seat, the voice of the Chimera's captain came over the intercom.
Admiral Dalla, it's time. The mazes are beginning to push the Weavard back.
Dalla activated the transmit switch.
Very well, Captain. We'll be right there.
She rose and motioned for Lesserson and Pogorsky to follow her.
You'll want to see this.
She stepped out of the command salon onto a bridge acrid with the smell of fear and exhaustion, then led the way to her command post. The Chimera's captain stood at the combat information console, 3 days of gray stubble on his face, his bloodshot eyes bulging with calf overdose as he looked out over the frenzied discipline of a ship's bridge in full battle.
Captain Ramal, how do our chances look?
Dalla asked.
We'll know in a minute, Admiral.
Ramal pointed at a tactical display that showed a 10-kilometer pocket of empty space surrounded by tumbling boulders. The remnants of Dalla's battered fleet were scattered around the makeshift readout. At the center of the formation was a cruiser, Cagcatcher, her projection crews keeping the pocket more or less stable by carefully modulating the ship's 4 gravity well generators. Lesserson's flagship, the Empire Maker, was positioned along the back wall, ready to attempt a desperate escape through a 100-kilometer maze of shifting megaliths. The derelict Weavard was still blocking the entrance tunnel, slowly drifting backward under the maser fire pouring into the molten mess of its bow. Not shown on the display were 2 dozen smaller vessels out in the labyrinth maze, operating independently and doing whatever they could to harass the attacking forces. Dalla doubted the ambushes would actually repel Fel's assault, but they would at least extract a heavy price in ships and lives. Finally, the Weavard was pushed completely out of the passage. 20 starfighter squadrons appeared on the display, their designator symbols going active as they broke away from their motherships and swarmed to defend the readout. They had barely arrived before Imperial squadrons began to pour out of the tunnel, and the mouth vanished into a swirling cloud of designator symbols.
Admiral Dalla, Lesserson said,
I really must insist that you release me at once. The time has come to take our chances and hope one of us survives this mess.
And that will serve the Empire how, Moff Lesserson?
Dalla asked.
By providing a figure for the Moffs to rally around, Lesserson said, so we can organize and counterattack.
And turn chaos into cataclysm?
Dalla shook her head.
An empire at war with itself is as weak as an empire in anarchy, and I have no interest in ruling an empty shell.
Ruling an empty shell is better than dying here, Lesserson retorted.
For you, perhaps, Dalla replied. But I'm beginning to see another way to defeat Head of State Fel. A way that won't destroy the very thing I'm trying to save.
As Dalla spoke, the maser fire resumed, pushing the Weavard further back. She shifted her gaze from the display to the viewport. She could no longer even see the wrecked Star Destroyer, only a long pillar of flame shooting ever deeper into the readout.